We stood with bitter hearts staring at this unexpected obstacle. It was not the result of any convulsion, as in the case of the ascending tunnel. The end wall was exactly like the side ones. It was, and had always been, a cul-de-sac.
"Never mind, my friends," said the indomitable Challenger. "You have still my firm promise of a balloon."
Summerlee groaned. "Can we be in the wrong cave?" I suggested.
"No use, young fella," said Lord John, with his finger on the chart. 17 from the right and 2 from the left. This is the cave, sure enough."
I looked at the mark to which his finger pointed, and I gave a sudden cry of joy. "I believe I have it. Follow me. Follow me." I hurried back along the way we had come, my torch in my hand. "Here," said I, pointing to some matches upon the ground, "is where we lit up."
"Exactly."
"Well, it is marked as a forked cave, and in the darkness we passed the fork before the torches were lit. On the right side, as we go out, we should find the longer arm." It was as I had said. We had not gone 30 yards before a great black opening loomed in the wall. We turned into it to find that we were in a much larger passage than before. Along it we hurried in breathless impatience for many hundreds of yards. Then, suddenly, in the black darkness of the arch in front of us, we saw a gleam of dark red light. We stared in amazement. A sheet of steady flame seemed to cross the passage and to bar our way. We hastened towards it. No sound, no heat, no movement came from it. But still the great luminous curtain glowed before us, silvering all the cave and turning the sand to powdered jewels, until, as we drew closer, it discovered a circular edge.
"The moon, by George!" cried Lord John. "We are through, boys, we are through!"
It was indeed the full moon which shone straight down the aperture which opened upon the cliffs. It was a small rift, not larger than a window, but it was enough for all our purposes. As we craned our necks through it, we could see that the descent was not a very difficult one, and that the level ground was no very great way below us. It was no wonder that from below we had not observed the place, as the cliffs curved overhead, and an ascent at the spot would have seemed so impossible as to discourage close inspection. We satisfied ourselves that with the help of our rope we could make our way down, and then returned, rejoicing, to our camp, to make our preparations for the next evening.